My husband coming to this house, he runs this shit, period. And I know that sounds, you know, old school, and I get called a pick me and all that bullshit, whatever. My husband runs me, period, point blank. Period. He runs me. He has the last say, so at the end of the day, he's the king of this house. He runs this household. Yes, he allows me to do what I need to do. I can move freely. I can, you know, make my own decisions. If I see something, I want to do something, he's going to support it. But the minute that he's like, nah, that ain't going, it ain't going.
Now, I know a lot of you ladies, you don't like this message. But if I'm being 100% honest, this is what's going to make you the most successful with men, this attitude. And here's the crazy part. I know you don't think having this type of attitude will make you happy, but I believe that it would make most women happy to be in a relationship with a man they love and respect, and they're letting him lead. Like, yes, lead me. You get to tell me what to do. Yes. Is it controlling? Look, if you want to call it that, but think about any leadership role in life. Let's just say your boss at work. You could say he's controlling you. I mean, I guess you could say that. But yeah, he tells you what to do and he controls the situation. Look, I need this paperwork done by this time. I need you to do it. Is he controlling you? Yeah, you can look at it like that. Or you can look at it like he's leading the situation. These are the standards of this relationship that I'm setting. Hey, I'm not controlling you because you're free to go.
Why? Because as a queen, I respect my husband's wisdom. I respect my husband's output and outlook on life.
And that's the thing. A lot of women want a man that's better than her, taller than her, more intelligent than her. Yada, yada, yada. If he's all those things better than you, why wouldn't you let him take control and lead?
I have such a short torso, and I literally, it's genuinely because this is my torso, because my hips come all the way up to, like.
What do you think about the bod, fellas? Or some of you ladies? Rate it in the comment section. What do you rate this bod?
Mid of my back. That's literally all hip. Do you see that? That's insane. It's like nothing fits. Like when I wear high-waisted pants, they go like all the way up to my boobs.
God made the perfect girl for Adam and she still did him wrong. Stay woke, kings. No, that's, hey, from a biblical standpoint, hey, the Bible is pretty red pill. But you know how people have switched that, flipped that, misinterpret that. They'll find a way around it. Even if certain things are black and white in the Bible, like it don't need to be interpreted. It says black and white, X, Y, and Z, and they still try to find a way around it. Well, no, God didn't mean it like that, even though it's pretty clear in black and white.
It don't stop with couples either. Anytime I see a motherfucker happy, I report that shit. I graduate college, top of his class, and I'ma still be like, okay, and you still ain't got no job, still ain't got no hope. I be going under LeBron James related posts and commenting Jordan better.
I mean, that's not really that bad. Actually, that's a valid statement if you seen both play.
That's the thing though. I ain't never seen this play a day in my life. Hell, I wasn't even alive when this was playing.
No, for real, I know people like this. Actually, man, I would say this is a good percentage of the world's population. Really, when you think about it, most people are haters. Some people display it more than others outwardly. Some of them keep it inside. But really, most people are haters. Even a wedding. When you think about all the people at a wedding, how many of those people do you think really wish that couple the best? How many of those couples, when they leave the wedding, is like, yeah, right, I give it a year. I know, but he doesn't have that good of a job. Like, think about the conversations that happen in the car ride home from a wedding. Just as an example. But yeah, most people are haters. And I know people who are this blatant with hate. And it's pretty pathetic.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be me.
So I had to go into my husband's phone because he keeps like her daughter's medical records in there and I needed something. And as I'm scrolling through his phone, like a WhatsApp message pops up from his friend group, his guy group. And in the preview, in the message preview, it says something about me. So I open it up and I start reading a little bit, and I realize that he's been sharing all of my viral TikTok videos with them because they don't have TikTok. And then he tells them how proud he is of me. And that was just, I was so taken aback. That was so unexpected.
Oh, I threw a little curveball. Wasn't expecting something good, was you? Yeah, your mind is just starting to be so negative. You never expect anything good. Yeah, I know. I'm like that sometimes too. But, ladies, nice girls finish first. When you pick the nice guy first, you get to enjoy wonderful feelings like this. But when you try to pick the nice guy last, you don't even know how to take stuff like this. You'd probably be disgusted by it. Oh, he's too nice.
It was so unexpectedly nice to see. And I mean, he really is one of the good ones, you know?